You're listening to Michigan Radio. There's a brand new charter school in Michigan. It's called Livingston Classical Academy. And technically, it's a cyber school, but it's not really a cyber school. The only class that's online this year is health. As Michigan Radio's Kate Wells explains, getting a cyber charter was the only way this school could open its doors.
Dick Streetman does not like to use the term loophole, but he also does not deny that his school might be using a loophole. He says it was a last resort.
Because the rest of the education world in the state of Michigan is dead set against us.
See, Streetman had a problem. Here is this patient, courteous guy who had a dream of starting a school. And in Michigan, of course, you need a charter from an authorizer, like a public school district or a public university. But for years, they kept turning Streetman down over and over and over again.
And the universities are not interested in chartering something that's more traditional.
Okay, where Streetman says traditional, others might say conservative. See, this school that he so badly wanted to open, it is affiliated with Hillsdale College, cue the fancy school choir music. And Hillsdale, of course, is a famously conservative college. It makes a lot of top 10 lists for most conservative schools. And it's giving Livingston Classical Academy, Streetman School, its curriculum and teacher training, but it can't actually give it a charter because Hillsdale is private. Enter Whitmore Lake Public Schools.
Our kids that go to a classical academy, are they conservative? No, not all of them. So are you going to attract more conservative type people? Probably.
This is Tom DeKaiser. He's the superintendent of Whitmore Lake Public Schools. He's one of the hardest working guys you will ever meet. He's also the high school principal, the kind of guy that you imagine is basically mopping the cafeteria floors after everybody else goes home. But his district has been struggling financially. So this summer, it put out a call for charter school applications from cyber schools, because cyber schools attract a lot of homeschool kids and kids that weren't coming to Whitmore Lake anyways. So the district could make a little extra money but not have to worry about competition. This is where Dick Streetman saw his chance.
It allowed us, after trying the other routes going through the universities, to get chartered.
Streetman's attorneys sat down. They took a look at the cyber school law in Michigan, and it turns out there is nothing in that law that says just how much teaching has to happen online. And Whitmore Lake was fine with chartering this new, not really cyber school, because it knew the kids that this classical Hillsdale-affiliated school would attract.
How does it feel to not be homeschooled anymore?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. It actually feels better than it used to, because I was begging to go to public school. My mom was like, no.
On the first day ever at Livingston Classical Academy, a full third of the kids are coming from homeschools. Another third are coming from private schools. And their parents seem happy with this new option. Dick Streetman and his Hillsdale team certainly happy. Whitmore Lake Public Schools are happy. It's a win-win-win. But if this school is not really a cyber school, isn't it just getting public taxpayer dollars because of a loophole? That's what I asked Whitmore Lake's Tom DeKaiser.
I guess, yeah, there's nothing wrong with calling it a loophole. It's not pejorative. It's just really, to me, it's just saying nobody's done it this way before.
Tom, loophole is not pejorative? What are you doing, Tom? You're tying yourself in so many knots here.
I don't like the word loophole.
Okay, loophole or not, Livingston Classical Academy finally got its charter as a cyber school. Whitmore Lake got a little extra money from giving it that charter, and they are all fine with calling this a cyber school. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.